T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our next guest is a Grammy Award-winning artist and longtime friend of the show whose powerful vocals have made her one of the most recognizable singers in rock and roll. Her name is Lizzie Hale. The band is Hailstorm. The band were nominated for their second Grammy earlier this year. And now, finally tomorrow night, they return to Kansas City as part of Freakers Ball 2019 at Silverstein Eye Center's Arena. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Hailstorm lead vocalist, Lizzie Hale.
Well, happy belated birthday, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, dude. It's you know what's so amazing about listening to that intro with you, like after so many years, is that I get these flashbacks now, and
right,
I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know that It's Not You was the first time that was the first song that I sang in like a real like producer, like actually like making sense in a studio situation, like the first song that we recorded, you know? So yeah. Like, here I'm trying to, like, I hear it like now, like in that recording, I'm like, man, I'm trying to impress everybody.
It's so great.
It's hilarious.
How nervous were you that first time when you walked in?
Oh, dude, you know what's funny? It's like, I swear to God, it's the same thing that it is going on stage every night. It's like, it's not really nerves anymore. It's not like, you know, stage fright or some kind of thing. It's like going up a roller coaster ramp. It's like, I know I've done this a million times before. I know what it is, but I swear to God, like every time somebody says like, hey, we got like 5 minutes to show time, or the same thing for in the studio, I'm like, okay, go do your thing. I'm like, wait, I'm cool, right?
Right. Yeah. Well,
I can do this, right?
But that feeling,
it's hilarious.
That feeling of like, I mean, we all grew up, you know, doing the same thing, grabbing a broom, grabbing a tennis racket and pretending,
oh, yeah,
you know, that we would, we could be that person on that stage. You know, the rest of us ended up with other jobs. You really ended up doing it. So that moment when you realize, man, I'm going to walk out there and this is going to happen, but here we go. And that's what I mean. As soon as you said roller coaster, yeah, that's a perfect analogy for it. Like, we're cresting the top and now it's on.
Crazy. Dude, my friend, it is so good to hear your voice.
You too. I'm excited about that. Well, before we get to tomorrow night, I laughed out loud. So Josh, I was reading his Instagram post. He's like, Lizzie handed a little girl a drumstick, which made her cry tears of joy, and I managed to sink a guitar pick into a guy's beer from about 10 yards out. So, I was like, those are two very different things.
Oh my God, it was so cute. So like there was this little girl and she was on the shoulders of her dad, right?
Right.
And I see it happen because, you know, a little bro behind me, you know, anyone listening, my little brother is my drummer. And so I see sticks flying all the time because he misses it, you know?
Right.
Boss stuff and then those things again. And so I see this guy, like literally like maybe 3 feet behind this girl, get the drumstick, right? And she's just disappointed. You can see her mouth it, like,
oh,
I wanted that, you know? And so I go back to RJ. I'm like, RJ, hand me a stick. Like, we're in the middle of a fuck. I don't know, whatever, you know? RJ, hand me a stick. And so RJ hands me a stick. I'm kind of playing with it, like, on my guitar, too. And then I hand it to the girl. And as soon as this little girl, she's like, 8. And as soon as she gets it, she just starts bawling.
That's so great.
Like, has it in her hands. And it literally, it turned our whole, not that we were having a bad, but it turned our night around. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on, like, you know, whatever, the bad cup of coffee you had in the morning or whatever, that goes away after those types of moments. You're like, oh, well, no.
And you're really good at that. The whole band is. But you really, especially, I see you all the time on Instagram and social media and just in person, always reaching out to the fans and really taking time to leave them things. She'll walk around all over the world and take a picture where she'll leave the personalized guitar picks, you know, all kinds of different stuff in different locations and landmarks and go, there you go, guys, go get it. And it's just the race is on to go collect all those.
Oh, dude, it's so much fun. And to me, it's like, I swear, it's like as we keep going with this crazy notion that we're a rock band and we're like doing the thing, you know, you get addicted to that and you get addicted to this connection that you have with people. And it's honestly, Johnny, and like, and for anybody listening, it's like, look, you know, they're guitar picks, they're a piece of plastic, whatever, man. It's like, but when you hand those things to like kids or you make it available,
sure,
or you just like, hey, even if like nobody knows like who you are, and you're just like, hey, man, I like your shoes.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff is so awesome. And like, this is the connection, the human connection. And I'm in a very like lucky position that I get to meet, you know, like at least, okay, look, we figured this out, this math, right? So I meet probably on average about 150 people a day. Like, that's just what happens, you know? But it's amazing when you get to like make those lasting things, and it's not just for them; it's for me too. You know, it's amazing.
You never forget it. I mean, do you remember years? And we've talked about mine was Dio, but would you remember like the first rock star before you got your deal, before you were out on the road? You know, just a true fan. Who was the first one? If there was somebody that was nice to you, that really took a second for you.
Dude, it's so crazy you bring that, because Little Bro and I were just talking about this. So the very first time we were on a tour bus, right? It was before labels, before management, before anything. We were this local band in PA, and Seven Dust were coming through Lancaster to play the Chameleon Club, this you know, tiny club in Lancaster, right? And we had played it a million times before. Whatever, they were coming through, and so we were kids, and we were, you know, ballsy enough to go and knock on their door, right? They were like,
right.
You know, the bus was just parked out the way our bus is parked out every single night, right? And nobody really does this anymore, but we literally knocked on the door, and they invited us in. Like, it was crazy.
Oh.
Like, you know, we're teenagers, Little Bo and I, right? And right. We go and we see this show. And we give them our demo, right? And this had It's Not You on it. This is like early demo. Like, I was 17 when we first recorded that song. Like, crazy stuff, right? So lo and behold, right? So they were super nice to us. Like, we were super awkward because, you know, we get
of course.
We sit down. They offer us water. And we're like, no, we don't need anything. Like, what do we do? Do we sit here? I don't know.
Right.
You know? And
so
and anyways, like, so we go in. We're like, hey, great to meet you guys, you know, whatever. We go in and we're in the audience, and they literally, they gave our demo, our CD, to the front of house guy, and they played It's Not You right before they went on, over the house speakers, right?
Aww.
And I was just talking about this to Morgan, because Morgan, the drummer for Seven
Sure.
Us, came to see our show, right? And I'm like, bud, I hope that you know, like, what an impact you had on these kids that was myself and my little brother, that, like, we thought we had, like, won the lottery. Like, oh, my God, this band, Seven Dust, that we love so much. Like, I loved that home record, right? And we love them so much that they played our demo, like, over the front of house here. So maybe we have something going on. I don't know what it is, but maybe there's something that is special about you and I playing together, that maybe we should just keep going and see this whole thing through. You know, it's like you have those moments. And plus, okay, so my little brother bought this the other day. Plus, like, okay, look, now a tour bus is a part of our everyday life. Isn't that nuts? That's like the craziest thing. So yeah, man, it's like those moments that you make with these people and when bands make that time to be like, who does that? Like, who invites a couple kids in their bus and then they make a demo?
Only Seven Dust.
And
It's so funny because, you know, LeJon lives in Kansas City. And so he was literally texting me yesterday. Said, "Hey, we got to hang out. I'm here till Wednesday, so I'm going to make sure he comes to the show on Saturday night with his wife Ashley."
He dragged his butt out.
But he's he is, you know, as you know, one of the most genuine, heartfelt, honest, kind, good people I've ever met in my life. Let alone musician. And everybody in that band has always been such good people. So it's a great story, and I love to hear it. But I'm like, it's not even surprising. Course they did. Of course those guys did. And I'm telling you, that anybody listening, that does not happen in this world. It just doesn't happen. There's only a handful.
Really doesn't.
No, you'll meet these guys. And I was just thinking about that, like how much you love this, like genuinely love this. And of course, it's easy for somebody listening to go, well, of course she loves it. She's a rock star. Listen, I've met musicians. You'd think they were going to clean toilets all day. I've met guys miserable. And I'm like, why are you so miserable, man? This is the life you asked for.
Dude, we've been on tours like that. We're like, and it's so sad because like I've gotten made fun of, like, still to this day, like when somebody asks me like, oh, so what are you going to do on the day off? And I'm like, well, I think the guys and I are going to want to go bowling, or I think we're going to go see the Joker movie or whatever the hell we were doing. And then our guys and other bands are like, wait, together?
Right.
Yeah. Don't you go out with your band and have band dates like I do in my 30s now? And they're like, no, we just have like a business relationship, and I don't even speak to the guys. So we go on stage. I'm like, what? Crazy, you know? So it's disheartening to like see that stuff still happen with bands, and like, and I get it, I guess, but man, I'm so lucky to like so like love my dudes, and like I want to hang out, like even on a day off, we'll laugh to the point of tears. Great.
Well, they're all good guys. I mean, that is the heart and soul of the whole thing, and you know, and it's this industry, you know, because you're so talented and beautiful, you know, they'll try to pull a person out of a band and single them out and separate them. It's always been that way, you know. They try to do it with Freddie Mercury. I just watched Bohemian Rhapsody for the 100th time now. And you guys know it's a band. You guys are family. You guys, this is what you do. You are Hailstorm.
Oh, it is, man. We've been talking about that. Like, this is now 2019, so it's been, you know, 10 years since our first record came out. And we went through all that. You know, we went through that with label and with management.
Sure.
With the whole nine yards, like, where it's like there would be, there's this, we separate it into two different categories. It's like there's one category where it's like, okay, we love your band. You guys are consistent. It's great, but we don't know what to do with you. Basically, there's no like place in radio for you, or even if there is, they already have a token girl, that whole thing.
Right.
And then there's the other end of that where it's like, well, you know, you could like be so much bigger if you just don't do the band thing, you know? And I remember having like, literally that was a conversation that would come up every single time we'd be talking to any industry person, like, well, it'd be so much easier if it was just you, you know? Or it would be so this or that.
I can tell you for sure, I lit up a promoter here in the Midwest and just told me, hey, he was an asshole. And I go, dude, you're seriously, you're an asshole. Like, I mean, because he was giving me that speech about it. And I go, you're wrong and you're an asshole. And I don't miss him. I'll tell you this, he's no longer employed by them, but I don't miss that guy. Because it's moments like that I realize that these guys in the business are the worst part of the business. Not the band, not the fans, but the people behind the scenes. It makes my head explode because I still genuinely love this so much, and I have such belief in rock and roll and music and the people and what it really, really means.
Oh, absolutely. And people are so, those types of people are so far removed from reality, because the same people, they're like, oh, rock isn't dead, you know, rock is dead and rock is doing this, and oh, maybe it's not cool right now and whatever. It's like, look, if you are actually on the front lines, not at a desk looking at numbers and screaming, you know, whatever the algorithms that all these, you know, industry people are so obsessed about right now, if you are actually on tour, and you're actually seeing a live show, and you actually go to a rock show, you will see that it's the most amazing thing ever. And most of the people that are actually working right now, I mean, you can just, I don't know, you can be lost in this whole situation, you know, and trying to make money and whatever, and or whatever the hell your, you know, your goal is in life. But it will come together at this live show, and it's just something we see every single night. And as far as like the guys and I go, I mean, I am so thankful, like, in my, you know, in my head, in my emotional well-being, in my, the camaraderie that I have with these guys is just amazing. And I don't know if I would have gotten through all of the crap that I've had to go through in this industry if I didn't have those guys saying, you know what, it's cool. You're good. We're doing the right thing. You know, we're not crazy. Well, we are crazy, yeah, but we're not stupid. You know? Man, there's a difference.
That's family, and that is it. And you guys, and I'll tell you another thing I wanted to bring up, and I don't know if I brought it to you before. You've got a great photographer out on the road with you, and you do something I've not ever seen a band do. You shoot a ton of photographs of people in the audience enjoying themselves, the look on their face, and it's such great photography, whoever that is, that that's what you guys are seeing every night. That's the face you're facing in the crowd. So instead of the pictures always being of yourself, literally, you guys go to the Instagram, look for Lizzie Hale, look for all the guys in Hailstorm, and look at the photographs. I think that's a pretty fun journey to watch through your eyes.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you noticed that stuff, because the our photographer's name is Judy Wan, and she's awesome. She's a 23-year-old kid, right? And she's so, like, wise beyond her years. I will be literally making faces at her every single night, and you'll look at her and be like, there's no way she got that shot. There's no way. We're just, like, being too nuts. And then she gets it, and it's crazy. You know, like, you get, like, wow, that's epic. But what I love about the audience side, because she's like a little ninja. She just, like, runs around and she does her thing. And she captures these moments, like, people on their cell phones, like, recording things and kids and this amazing, like, it is this communal, you know, aspect. It's like, it's not just us getting up there and being ridiculous on stage and for entertainment. It's like, there's this amazing exercise in togetherness that happens every night. And I swear, I think that's honestly, like, more, like what we were talking about before, that's more addicting than anything else that could possibly happen in this business, because you have that human connection, and it's beautiful. And you can't get that from anywhere else. It's like I get in mass volume every night this amazing love from people, but also this amazing, like, connection. We go back and forth, you know? And you just can't get that at a grocery store.
I can't wait for tomorrow night. I can't wait. It's going to be such a great show. You and the Godsmack and the Monster Trucks opening the show at Silverstein Ice Center's Arena tomorrow night. There's a few tickets, just a handful together. It'll sell out by tomorrow night for sure, guys. So if you get paid today, grab your tickets right away. And, well, I'll see you in about 24 hours, my friend. And thank you. It's always great to hear your voice. Sorry I missed your birthday. I was a little belated, but I hope you had a beautiful birthday.
No worries. It's a birthday in my 30s, and that just means that as long as, like, there's like a still day happening, we're still good.
A great Lizzie Hale. Hold on, Lizzie.
You're amazing.
Love you, babe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.